Once upon a time, there were three bears who lived in the woods. There was a little small baby bear, a middle-sized mama bear, and a great huge papa bear. One day, after making porridge for breakfast, they took a walk while it cooled. While they were out, a little girl entered their house. She had golden curls that tumbled all the way down her back, so everyone called her Goldilocks. Seeing the porridge, she decided to have some. First, she tasted the bowl of the great, huge Papa Bear. "Too hot!" she cried. Then she tasted the bowl of the middle-sized Mama Bear. "Oh, too cold!" she whined. Then she tasted the bowl of the little, small Baby Bear. "Just right!" she exclaimed, and ate it all up. Then Goldilocks went upstairs into the bedchamber. First, she lay down upon the bed of the great, huge Papa Bear. "Too hard!" she cried. Then she lay down upon the bed of the middle-sized Mama Bear. "Too soft!" she whined. Finally, she lay down upon the bed of the little, small Baby Bear. "Just right!" she exclaimed, covering herself up and falling fast asleep. By this time, the three bears returned home.
"Somebody's been eating my porridge,"
bellowed the great huge Papa Bear. "Well, somebody's been eating my porridge," complained the middle-sized Mama Bear.
"Somebody's been eating my porridge," pouted the little small Baby Bear, "and it's all eaten up."
Then the three bears went upstairs into their bedchamber.
"Somebody's been lying in my bed,"
bellowed the great huge Papa Bear.
"Somebody's been lying in my bed," complained the middle-sized Mama Bear.
When the little small Baby Bear came to look at his bed, he was surprised. For there, upon the pillow, was a pool of golden curls and the angelic face of a little girl snoring away.
"Somebody's been lying in my bed, and she's still there," he shouted.
Goldilocks jumped up and ran downstairs. Then she flew out the door and down the garden path. She ran and she ran and she ran until she reached her grandmama's cottage. When she told her grandmama about the house with the three bears who lived in the woods, all her grandmama could say was,
"My, my, my, what a wild imagination you have, child."